This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, August 11th. Well, cattle markets had a strong day yesterday, outside day higher in feeders. So obviously they started out weaker and took out the previous day's low. But then we reversed up, and I think some of that was just on the corn market and the soybean market failing to follow through on a strong start to their session. Live cattle, too, had a strong day, pushing above its most recent swing highs on the August front month, which expires here soon, but even the back months having a strong day and getting close to those highs from just a few days ago. So we'll see where this takes us, but there's a fair amount of momentum to the upside in the cattle space. Feeder cattle, we've been looking at that close that was left all by itself up there from Monday. That's the target for the market to see, to cover that close and to see what we get in reaction off of that. If the market fails after that, that's going to give us a sell signal. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I think, you know, we've been on a long run to the upside in feeders. It's been a grind. It hasn't been a swift move to the upside. And we're getting back to some major resistance levels from months ago. So I think you're going to be running into some notable resistance here. Fundamentally, it's hard to make an argument for a bear market. But I think that with the huge amount of calves that have been weaned early out of the South and Central Plains going into feedlots, it's going to fill these pens for quite a while. And I think it's going to keep pressure on the far deferred live cattle, December through February, because these are lightweight calves going in, so it's just going to take longer to get them to finish. But either way, I would look for huge placements during July, and that would probably extend into August as well. So, you know, while the supply of calves, of course, is smaller just from smaller calf crops over these last few years, we are seeing a lot of herd liquidation. And, you know, so we're probably seeing more calves coming to market than you normally would, which is bearish short term and intermediate term, but just adds to the bullish posture of the market longer term, assuming the economy holds together and assuming, you know, all of the things being relatively normal. It does paint a much more bullish picture down the road, but I think it just takes us longer to get there. We haven't seen heifer retention yet. In fact, it's just the opposite from what we saw in the inventory report here a few weeks ago. So we're not quite there yet. You know, you got to have rain, you got to have grass, you got to have hay, and that's in short supply, certainly from the middle of the country on south, and even the northern plains, which started out in pretty decent shape, running into a lot of problems as you get into late summer. So it's just an, you know, a tough situation for the, you know, the cattle producer. And I think it's going to be difficult, I think, to keep this market in a bull market when you see so much herd liquidation going on, at least in the near term. Cash trade so far this week has been pretty light, and what we are seeing is stronger. Just a few hundred head trading, but the average is around 146 on the Fed trade, which is up 5 from last week. Dress trade at 231 is up 3. Box beef values were lower yesterday, choice down 150 at 263, select down 62 cents at 237. The spread was down 88 cents, we're sitting at 26.15. Movement was 123 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 371,000 head, 1,000 less than a week ago, and up about 23,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 13 cents at 176.53. Export sales at 14,900, another disappointing number. We'd like to see those in the 20s, but 2 weeks in a row now we're in the low teens. Japan took 3,900, South Korea 3,100, Taiwan took 2,000, and China took 1,800. In pork export sales, not a big number there either, 21,500. Mexico took 10,200, Japan 3,800, and China took 3,500. So can't really point to the export sales and say, hey, that's going to support this market. Been pretty choppy. So you need to see China buying some big numbers there, or else export numbers just aren't all that impressive. So I think short term, again, with feeders back up to the highs from several months ago, We'll see how we react here. My guess is you'll get some sort of a correction here. Live cattle, there too. Yeah, I think that we're getting close to filling some gaps that were left here a few months ago. I think that if we can do that, the market reverses down, you're probably going to go into more of an extended pullback. But I think both of these markets have been on a pretty long stretch here, and they're due for some sort of correction. Longer term, you know, we just need to see rain. We need to see some pasture. We need to see some growth. And I just don't see heifer retention beginning at the very earliest next spring. And until then, we're just seeing huge numbers coming into the feedlots. And that's going to keep, I think, a lid on beef prices for the next several months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.